anyone that remembers the 1997 action movie Speed 2 Cruise Control, it featured Sandra Bullock trapped on an out-of-control cruise ship programmed to crash into an oil tanker. The ship featured in the movie was the Star Legend, one of Windstar Cruises' many small luxury vessels. Standing on a dock in Ketchikan next to the Star Legend, the ship thankfully doesn't look like it is crash landing anywhere. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Assembly member A.J. Pierce says the ship is pretty small compared to mega cruise ships like the Norwegian Bliss.
It is. It's a little shoebox. Comparatively speaking, this could be an anchor for the Bliss.
And the Star Legend really isn't that big. There are only 212 passengers and 164 crew members on board at full capacity. Inside the ship, there are no massive restaurants, water slides, or go-kart tracks like on the Bliss. Instead, Star Legend Captain Ned Tutton says Windstar Cruises offers a more customized, hands-on experience for its guests.
So there's no waiting in line. Things are very much more personalized, a much more intimate experience. The crew get to know the guests by name, you know their likes and their requests and what they want, which makes it a very friendly ship.
Because of the ship's small size, it can go where larger cruise ships cannot.
Rather than come to Ketchikan and take tours to Misty Fjords, we go to Misty Fjords and we have our Zodiacs, which we can take people on excursions on, getting very, very close, and kayaks as well, getting very, very close to the wildlife.
Passengers also get menus personalized to Alaska cuisine. Crew members buy produce and fish in Alaska ports to cook throughout the trip. And these cruises come at luxury prices. The starting price for a one-star cruise in Alaska is a minimum $4,000. Patty Mackey with the Ketchikan Visitors Bureau says cruises like this bring a different set of passengers who may spend more money.
And I think for the small ships, maybe the higher end, you might have more passengers that are going to look at more of the high-end tours, which is always good for business. Certainly on the retail side, I'm sure retailers look at the ships that are more of a luxury line and are, you know, happy about the opportunity to have them come and shop. So
this is Windstar Cruises' first time back in Alaska after 27 years. Tutton says after Windstar expanded its fleet in 2015, the company believed there was economic opportunity to return to Alaska. Ketchikan Gateway Borough Mayor Dave Landis says the fact Windstar is back means Alaska is beginning to break the stigma of a one-time destination.
I think that many years ago it was the perception that once people cruised to Alaska, they were done. It was just a check off on the list and then they did something else. But it seems like we have more and more repeat visitors, and it's not just a one-time thing, but they can see something different every time they come back.
A 2016 McDowell Group study showed 40% of travelers to Alaska are repeat visitors. In Ketchikan, I'm Liam Niemeyer.